My first podium. I'm big time.
How do you like it?
Has this been a dream of yours?
6 years.
Hey, Gronk, how much does experience in this game matter? Your team has
been in this game 5 years in a row now. Or at this time of year, if at all, does experience in this game matter when the game comes up?
When the game comes down to the line, it matters about how you play. Experience or not, it all comes down to how you play on Sundays, how you prepare, how you get yourself ready, and the way you go out and perform.
Gronk, how do you go about protecting yourself out there on the field? Obviously, big guy, they're always going to try and tackle you kind of low, especially this team. How do you go about there?
It's part of the game. Been seeing it all year. Been seeing it my whole career. Just got to get low, get my shoulder down, protect the ball. Just protect myself in any way when I see a lot of guys coming, when I know there's not a chance to make that many yards, just possibly just go down on that play. But if you can make a play, try and make a play, get more yards. But at the same time, just got to watch out, get your pads down, and it's football, so you got to be ready for contact at all times.
How hard is that, Rob, when you're, going full tilt and to just sort of remind yourself, hey, I might have to give up the journey here. Is it hard to go from one to the other extreme?
No, not really. I've been playing for a while now. Seen a lot of defenses, a lot of players out there. Been hit a lot. Just my mentality, my game speed. Just like to go full speed at all times, and whatever it is, it is. It's football. Everyone wants to see collisions, so I'm out. I'm ready to give some.
Why is it so hard to play out in Denver? Is it the elevation, the fans, just that they have the teams? Is it a combination of everything?
It's a combination of a lot of things. Road games, just playing on the road in the NFL is always a difficult task. But we're going on the road into Denver. Their fans are going to be loud. They're going to be ready. And it's the Denver Broncos. Very solid team. Very, very solid defense. So we just got to be ready mentally and physically when we head out there.
Rob, when you were on the golf cart leaving the last time you were in Denver, could you have imagined you'd be back in that same stadium playing for Wright to be in the Super Bowl?
No, I did not think about that at all. At that moment, I was just thinking about what was just going on and just how to get myself back and out on the playing field and ready for the next game, whenever that would have been. But at that moment, no, I was not thinking of that.
Rob, everyone knows your history with T.J. Ward, and then this week the Broncos are actually talking about now they have to tackle you at the knee. This is the team that hurt you. Does it feel like they're taunting you? How do you feel about them saying that?
It's just part of the game. They're not doing anything illegal out there. It's just part of the game. Just got to be aware of it. Maybe just got to step up my game a little bit. Maybe throw a juke. I don't know how many jukes I got. But just gotta be aware for it. It's football, and it's just part of the game.
Are you surprised your tweet got so much attention and did it get the coach's attention at all?
Nah, I was just having a little fun with it. I'm hoping to get a little laughs, which I think it did. So it was just all fun and games with that.
Want to say anything more than the 140 characters allowed you to?
No, I'm good.
Rob, after experiencing a Super Bowl win last year, is the thirst even greater to get another? How would you describe the mindset now versus coming so close in the past and getting the first one for you personally?
Well, every year is different. Every year there's new motivation. It's a new team. And last year was great, but it's on to a new year now. We got the AFC Championship game. And just want to go out there and perform to my peak and go out there and do what I got to do to help out this team. And definitely whenever a new year turns around, a new season, as just a competitor, you're just always hungry to keep on competing and keep on winning and go as far as possible every year as a competitor.
Rob, you joked about stepping to the podium for the first time in 6 years. Do you feel like you've elevated as a leader of this team to a different level as a leader?
I feel like every time I step into the building, definitely there's guys, younger guys, newer guys coming in. Definitely ask me stuff, look up to me, and I just got to keep on doing what I've been doing, just coming in, preparing as hard as possible every single day for the opponent coming up that week, going out to practice, practicing hard, and just doing the right things throughout the week and I'm hoping that people catch on, players catch on, and everyone's doing the same thing. The chemistry's flowing right, and everyone just has the same goal, and that's to go out this Sunday and get the win.
For you, people like to call you the frat boy tight end or the party guy. Is it weird for you to see yourself as a six-year veteran who's now a leader and standing at a podium?
Definitely life changes as it goes on a little bit, for sure. When I was first here as a rookie, I would never thought in 6 years, I would be at the stage I am now, where I am now. But as a competitor, as a football player, you just want to keep on getting better as a player, whatever it takes, every single week, every single year. So it feels good to be where I'm at. And I just want to keep on improving, keep on doing whatever I can to help the team and help the team win on Sunday.
Gronk, how much did you feel to have talk during the week, and how much does that help come game day that you guys are pretty much on the same page?
We talked just about as much this week as we do any other week. Tom and I, we always want to be on the same page. We always want the chemistry out there to be the same, where I know where he throws the ball, where it's going to be. And all that, where I'm going to be, where he knows where to put the ball. So just throughout the week, just takes practice, going out to practice, just talking in meetings, going over plays, just doing little things all together. So when you go out there on Sunday, as an offense, as a whole, everyone's just on the same page, and we have the chemistry flowing where we can move the ball and make some plays.
How much does that improve over the course of the season?
I would say over the course of a season, chemistry usually you want it to improve with your teammates, with your quarterback, and I would definitely say throughout the season, if everyone's coming in, preparing hard, trying to get better every single week, you definitely improve throughout the year, and you want to be at max peak of with the chemistry as offense every time you hit the field on Sundays.
Thank you, Ron.
All right, thank you, guys.